Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Staggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Gary Thomason. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve Renko. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larval Blanks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, David Clyde. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning takes first base on ball four. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Manning steals second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris takes first base on ball four. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Essien and he is out, Gross applying the tag. Norris moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Staggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse takes first base on ball 4. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stagg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of pitch. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. Verizer moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clyde fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page is hit by the pitch. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Page moves to second. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blanks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Page moves to third. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hasse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stagg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blanks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomason hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blanks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verizer bunts towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. Blanks moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blanks scores. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Norris hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Manning steals second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manning moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clyde fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Page for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero misplays the ball. That's an error on Guerrero. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hassey bunts for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians won, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerrero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Mario Guerrero. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Hasse and he is safe. Delone steals second. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Delone moves to third. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Gross reaches second base with a double. Delone scores. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Perez now playing shortstop. Bob Lacey now pitching. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez misplays the ball. That's an error on Perez. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verizer bunts towards the mound. Lacey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Dade pinch hits for Rick Manning. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade strikes out. Two outs. Mike Vale pinch hits for Jim Norris. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verizer moves to second. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomason who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Verizer scores. Vale goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Dade now playing center field. Mike Vale now playing right field. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomason hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 3 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Staggs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale who is chasing the ball. Staggs reaches third base with a triple. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staggs scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Page hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 3 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Rick Waits pinch runs for Willie Horton. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hassey hits a fly ball into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman pinch hits for Marty Perez. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. Alexander strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.